This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. A group of truckers who participated in the 5th annual Barron County Truck Show in September have donated the proceeds of the event to a Rice Lake family in need. The group reportedly gave a $65,000 check to the Helstad family to help pay for the medical expenses of their 8-year-old daughter Blair, who has been hospitalized in Madison for months. Blair was diagnosed with febrile infection-related epilepsy syndrome and has struggled with difficult symptoms. The family thanked the truckers for their overwhelming generosity. Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden and a pair of his colleagues are requesting information on the Pure Prairie poultry bankruptcy that left farmers without feed or processing options. According to a press release, the group penned a letter to USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack seeking more information and criticizing the agency over what they say is a lack of oversight. In a statement, Congressman Van Orden said the USDA will answer for the loans and grants given to the company, and the company will answer for where that money went. The Duluth City Council has unanimously approved 2 resolutions to fund the Spirit Mountain Restoration Project. At Monday's meeting, the City Council agreed to match $13 million of state funding for the project. The city is expected to cover about half of that $13 million, and Spirit Mountain will contribute the other half. City officials say the project is still in the design phase, so there's no timeline on when the project could be completed. Much of the infrastructure at Spirit Mountain is 50 years old and in desperate need of renovation. A new federal rule that went into effect on Monday will protect passengers if their flights are canceled or significantly delayed. Previously, some airlines would give vouchers out to their passengers in the event of a canceled or heavily delayed flight, providing some manner of relief for the passengers but limiting their options for booking new travel. Now, airlines will be required to provide a cash refund for passengers whose travel plans are heavily affected. The rule change comes just in time for the holiday season, the busiest travel time of the year. The city of Duluth has officially reopened Brighton Beach after years of construction and renovations. On Monday, city officials unveiled new amenities like the extended lake walk, picnic tables, and new bathrooms. They say during the planning process, they reached out to community members to find out what they wanted added to or changed at the beach during the renovation project. A number of local organizations like Friends of the Lake Walk also contributed to the reconstruction. The project took a total of about 4 years to complete. A pedestrian was hospitalized following a police-involved accident on Monday afternoon. According to the Minnesota State Patrol, the accident involved the Duluth police officer and the pedestrian. The officer was driving on 2nd Street and went to turn onto 6th Avenue East when she hit a 47-year-old woman who was walking at around 1:10 p.m. The woman was taken to the hospital for treatment with minor injuries. Due to the involvement of a Duluth police officer in the accident, the Minnesota State Patrol is conducting the investigation. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced a new invasive species detected in the Chippewa and Black Rivers. According to a press release, DNR staff started to receive reports of a suspected invasive carp on the lower Chippewa River in Eau Claire and later discovered that the invasive silver carp had migrated to the area. Officials are now sampling tributaries to the lower Chippewa River to determine if the invasive carp has spread to any other areas. They believe the fish migrated during high water levels in early summer. 2 Jackson County healthcare organizations have announced a merger. According to a press release, Black River Memorial Hospital and Crone Clinic will combine and become Black River Health. The merger is scheduled to be finalized on December 30th. In the press release, officials from the healthcare organizations referenced the growing healthcare challenges facing the Chippewa Valley, especially with the loss of 2 hospitals and a number of clinics earlier this year. They say the merger will allow them to better serve the community. The Duluth Area Pickleball Association held a series of interesting charity games to raise money for breast cancer awareness over the weekend. The event featured glow-in-the-dark pickleball, with games for players of all skill and experience levels. Each participant donated money to the National Breast Cancer Foundation, and over $2,000 was raised with nearly 100 pickleball players participating in the event. Organizers say pickleball has become a popular sport among patients undergoing radiation treatment. Wisconsin industries have seen a growing push for unionization in recent years. According to the National Labor Relations Board, the state saw a total of 47 union petitions for the 2024 fiscal year. The number of petitions is significantly higher than last year, which saw only 25 union petitions, and has more than doubled since the 2021 fiscal year. The increased interest in unionization follows a trend throughout the Midwest, which has seen an increase in union petitions of nearly 140% since the 2021 fiscal year. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks lose in Boston. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks losing to the Celtics 119-108. Milwaukee now 0-2 on this road trip. They've lost three in a row. Damian Lillard.
It's definitely frustrating, you know, because when we do what we're supposed to do, you see what the first game looked like, and then in moments of the last two games, you see when we do it, what the game looks like. So it's definitely frustrating. I just think it's one of those things right now where you just gotta stay in the fight.
The Bucks play in Memphis Thursday. College football, Badgers head coach Luke Fickell on reviewing the loss to Penn State over the weekend.
You know, it was tough, but as you look back at it, you know, the thing that it comes down to is execution, and execution in the fourth quarter, and then making plays.
The Badgers play the Hawkeyes in Iowa Saturday night. The NFL Network reporting an MRI showed no serious damage for Jordan Love and that groin injury. Could he play Sunday against the Lions?
Yeah, if he can go, he'll go. So we'll see where he's at by the end of the week. But if we feel like he can't protect himself, then we certainly wouldn't put him in that position.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Venom: The Last Dance led the way at the U.S. box office last weekend, taking in $51 million, but it was still a bit of a disappointment. The final chapter of the Venom trilogy, starring Tom Hardy, was tracking to the tune of a much bigger showing at the box office. The studio was hoping it pulled in an additional $20 million. Partial blame can go to the World Series, but not all of it, according to prognosticators. No reason to shed tears for Sony, as the film is performing well overseas. Coming in second was Smile 2, with just over $9 million, but a 60% drop-off after opening weekend, a little more than you'd like. The Wild Robot took in over $6 million in its fifth weekend in theaters. Outperforming Smile 2 and The Wild Robot on a per-screen average was newcomer Conclave, which received rave reviews and came in fourth place despite a limited release compared to other films. Rounding out the top five was the Andrew Garfield-Florence Pugh-led romance We Live in Time, which was expanded to more theaters last weekend. Scary movie releases are winding down, folks. John Oliver's comedic takes on current events are top-notch. If you want a sample size and a good laugh, check out his and Will Ferrell's funny parody of Lee Greenwood's God Bless the USA. Oliver, an immigrant himself, had to take a test to become a citizen and then listen to Greenwood's song during his citizenship ceremony and thought new U.S. citizens deserved better. When he found out Greenwood charges the U.S. government $700 a year to use the song, it rubbed him the wrong way. So he is offering the new Will Ferrell version to the government for $701. Seems like a sensible price. Uma Thurman and Anthony Hopkins are teaming up with another up-and-coming actress, Phoebe Dynevor, for a forbidden love story called The Housekeeper. The film will be set in England at Hopkins' character's vast estate, with Thurman playing a housekeeper falling for a young woman and author who is visiting. It sounds quite steamy because Thurman and Dynevor are both very attractive, and even more so because there is no mention of Anthony Hopkins doing a love scene. Matthew Perry died over a year ago, but the story is still very much in the news. Variety reports that Perry's family is taking legal action against the doctors and those who supplied him with ketamine. Perry's mother and stepfather and three siblings appeared on the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and discussed the pending 2025 trial against two of the parties that supplied the drugs to Perry. Charges were brought after a joint LAPD-DEA investigation into Perry's death. What could possibly be more fun than a Timothée Chalamet look-alike contest in New York City? How about Timothée Chalamet actually crashing the party? The actor showed up incognito at first to a sea of young men who looked similar and surprised everybody when he removed sunglasses and a mask, then posed for selfies with contestants. The contest was promoted by the use of flyers over the last few weeks. The winner was to receive a $50 prize. Seems kind of lame. In case you're wondering, the actual Timothée Chalamet took third place. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be warm and windy today with near record highs in the low 80s. The wind will be out of the south, gusting to between 30 and 35. Tonight, our temperature dropping into the mid-60s. Tomorrow, showers, thunder showers with falling temperatures will be in the upper 50s to low 60s by late tomorrow afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 56.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio. The national news cycle never stops. but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.